I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
We're getting our shit together this fall. No matter what. That's not a question. That's not an invitation. That is a statement. We're getting our shit together.
We are. And like, I feel like I'm excited to get my shit together. Because there's a difference between when you're like, I'm so at rock bottom, I need to get my shit together, versus just like, okay, I'm ready for a routine. I'm ready for it. Like, not, it's not that anything's wrong. It's just that I want everything to be like uber right.
Yes. Yeah. It's very different. It's like, I'm going to actually put some structure into my life. Yeah. I also love using the phrase get my shit together, because I know we talk about this quite frequently. Obviously, it's like one of the main topics of the show. Not necessarily getting your shit together, but just like making changes and improvements, making sure you're doing the right thing for whatever phase you're in. I like saying I'm going to get my shit together on like a Sunday while I'm cleaning my room, you know, or if things are messy and I need to like wash my hair and do like maintenance tasks, you know, I'm like, I'm getting my shit together. It's a fun phrase. And I know, Listen, I say rise and motherfucking shine. Get your shit together is the same exact thing. It's like, just makes it a little bit more fun and less like serious.
It can be casual. It can be cutesy.
You know, I liked that trend at first, but now
I'm super sick of it. It got old really fast.
I respect it. I love that we're learning new vocabulary words. I did Google demure the first time I heard it. And I think it's hilarious. But I think now I'm over it.
I know. Those words are going to become like no one's ever going to want to hear those words again. I feel like you would hate that.
Yes, I do.
Cutesy. And Catherine would never say word, cutesy.
No, I love the word demure. Yeah, I love the demure part of it.
But you would never be like cutesy.
I love the word. I love the respectful mindful. Part of it. I love mindful. My favorite word, and I go through phases with this word, is inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
Like, not in the sense of what you would typically think when you think inappropriate, but like, if someone was speaking out of turn, I'm like, that was inappropriate. Or
like casually throwing it out.
Or if you're like underdressed for...
Well, I guess it doesn't have to be like vulgar, inappropriate. No, it's not vulgar, it's just that was not appropriate for the given situation.
It is the funniest thing. I'll say it about myself too. I'll like misspeak and I was like, sorry, that was inappropriate. That's awesome. It's so awesome. But in the sense of getting our shit together, let's run highs, lows, and goals for the week, because I'm in the process of getting my shit together.
I think my highs of the week, one is that, so I'm moving tomorrow into a new apartment in Boston, but My high is that, honestly, this is, like, a pretty light and easy move compared to other ones I've done because it's an apartment that my friends have had for a couple years, so there's nothing that I need to do for the kitchen, for the living room. It really is just packing my stuff up and going, which has been a much smoother, nicer, less hectic move than others, so I feel like it just hasn't really been stressful at all for me, and so that's probably my high. It's just that, you know, I've been excited about packing and I've been doing a little bit every day and now I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go tomorrow. No big deal.
I feel like I'm the opposite. And I know we probably said this last year too because we go through the same thing of moving in and out and in and out and in and out. I don't think in the last, I don't know, I feel like we just move a lot in our life.
Yeah, or even if we have kept the same apartment in Boston the past couple years, every summer we've sublet it. So we've had to take our stuff out to let other people come in.
And some like, fall and yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll just, I don't know. We're not that great at like staying in the same place.
There's been a lot of moving, too long. So it's nice to have one that for me feels like a lighter lift.
But I will be doing all my packing the night before. Sorry.
What's your high of the week?
Oh, my high of the week was that it was sunny for the first time in a while, like genuinely 6 days. So I was in the sun a bit, like photosynthesis. It works. Shit works. So I did that for the first time in so long yesterday. And I wasn't, like, really on the beach much. I mean, I went for a beach walk with my friend. That was nice and lovely. That was impromptu. So I was wearing, like, normal clothes. Mm-hmm. Got sand all on the bottom of my pants because they were so long. And I did sit outside for a while. Like, semi-tanned. Didn't do much with my life for, like, a solid hour, which was awesome. High of the week, because that I went so long without being in the sun, and it was like seasonal depression really, really started setting in. That said, I'm excited for like outdoor crisp walks in Boston.
I am very excited for fall. I guess,
and you know what? I'm not mad about winter because then I can snowboard again.
Right.
You know,
winter comes with its low points, especially on the East Coast when it gets so cold and snowy and icy. But I'm excited for fall. Like, I've had a good long summer. I have had a great summer at home.
Irritated when it's like
hot and sticky. I had a great summer traveling.
You know?
Like, I'm ready for some crisp air, for some fall fashion, for some walks around Boston with the leaves falling. Mm-hmm.
Did you say your high already?
And I'm excited to get my shit together.
And then my low of the week is that I went to the dermatologist for like an annual skin check. You know, nothing crazy. And she was looking at my face. Like, she looks at all of your skin, all of your body. Mm-hmm. She's looking at my face and she goes, and are you okay with this acne? Like, and she said in like a condescending tone. I was like, I have, ma'am, acne. I have maybe 3 pimples on my face and they'll be gone in 2 days. Like, I'm 100% sure that you have bigger dermatology fish to fry than 3 pimples on my face and calling it acne and making me feel bad about myself when like, please. No, it doesn't bother me. I'm sure you have actual patients that need your assistance more than me right now. And you making me feel like I should be concerned about it. And I was like, pardon? No. And then she tried to like prescribe me things. And I was like, no, really? This is not. Yeah. And I was like, I don't need medication for this. Like, trust, we're good here. Like, give it 3 days and this breakout will be gone. Anyway, that was like, that rubbed me the wrong way for so many reasons. I was like, pardon? This is really not an issue. And I've told multiple people and they're like, they had the same exact reaction. They're like, what the hell?
You know, I don't have too much of a low this week. It was a pretty chill, good week for me. Like, you know, I got my hair done. I was packing. I was going through my routine, doing some work. I think maybe like I had one day where I was just feeling like kind of overwhelmed and anxious. But then I fell asleep on the couch and took a nap and I woke up and I've been good ever since. So I slept it off.
By nap, 5 hours.
Three hours.
We were like, should we wake? Like, do we need to wake her up at this point?
Every once in a while it happens and it's awesome. Like, you know, the feeling. Sometimes you're trying to go to sleep and you can't even sleep, but then sometimes I just lay down and I'm like, oh my God, like you can tell when you can fall asleep. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to put a blanket on myself right now at 3 p.m. And I was out and I still slept like through the night after like I had dinner, did some things and then slept through the night.
Oh, that was a low that I was trying to think of. I booked a Pilates class because I have tons of class pass credits and I'm trying to use them up. And here's my sticky situation. If you cancel your membership, you lose all the credits. Mm. So now I'm like, I have to deplete the credits and then I can cancel.
Yeah.
But I can't deplete them in time. Then new ones get added.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, because I don't want to lose the ones that I paid for.
I'm kind of in a debacle with them too. I'm kind of in a debacle with mine.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to book this Pilates class for tomorrow. And it was 7:30 in the morning. Not that early. You know, very manageable. I could not fall asleep. And then I kept waking up like every hour. I think I fell asleep at like 3 in the morning after going to, trying to go to bed at maybe 10. Like a very reasonable sleep. Could not fall asleep. Had the worst time. And then at 4 in the morning, I was like, ugh, I'm not going. That would ruin me. So then I woke up, had to get on my computer at 4 in the morning and cancel it. I also didn't have any water glasses in my room, and I really wanted water, but then I didn't want to, like, go downstairs, so I was parched, and then I finally just had to do it.
Well, my goal of the week, considering I'm moving into my new room tomorrow, is just to move in smoothly and make an environment that feels good. Like, I don't want to like half move in and then leave boxes and unpacked things. Like, I just want to get it all moved in, get it all unpacked and in the places where I want them, so that I can just start living and enjoying my environment. I don't want to, like, you know, leave boxes half unpacked, you know, because then you leave it for like a week and then you're living in that, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I want to unpack and put my things in my closet, put my things in my desk, and then, you know, make my bed and move on with my life. And then
the good
just
thing is
enjoy
that's all you
good
really
environment.
Need to do. It's
yeah.
not like you need to.
There's not that much,
thing.
But I'm definitely not like, I'm not like, I want to leave my clothes in the box and not hang them up, or leave my like toiletries in a bag. Like, I just want to put everything where it needs to be so that I can just start actually living and enjoying
my
space.
Oh my God,
my
goal of the week.
Tell me.
Is cleaning her apartment.
Oh my God.
So it's our friend's apartment. They lived there for, this is maybe their third year, I think, in this apartment.
Yeah.
But they've also had sublets this entire summer, and the sublets, verbatim, the sublets left it so dirty and messy and disgusting, like absurd. And when someone asked the sublets, like, oh, before you leave, like, do you mind just doing a big clean? It's gotten like pretty messy in here, pretty dirty in here. They verbatim said, oh, sorry, as sublets, we just didn't think that was our responsibility. Pardon? You're living in a space. I don't care if it's your name on the lease or someone else's, like, you're living in a space, clean it up when you leave. Or your normal responsibility as a person is like clean up what you touch, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Clean up what you messed up. So that was crazy. But they were like, then all of Caroline and our friends were like, do we hire cleaners? Like, what are we supposed to do? Because it's bad. And then someone had the beautiful idea of just getting me riled up and throwing me in. And I said, this is my Super Bowl.
Just giving Catherine a pair of gloves, something
I'm
to be
so
angry
excited.
About, play some Machine Gun Kelly.
So excited, yeah.
Let
do
her
you guys
loose.
Remember my low
Let her loose.
From it was maybe 6 months ago where I was not doing well and I was just cleaning. Rubber gloves on, Machine Gun Kelly, like in my headphones, over your headphones. I'm alone in the apartment.
Crying.
Sobbing, crying. All of a sudden, Carolyn walks in with our friends. It's like, get out of here.
I thought I could cheer her up.
No, I'm deep in cleaning mode. So then they had the lovely idea of getting me riled up and throwing me in. And I'm so excited.
I'm excited. Beyond belief. I'm excited that you're excited. I want to come in there with like some trash bags too and just like sweep.
Just like do
clean,
a big
sweep. Let's clean house. So let's talk about first our plans and what each of us are envisioning of how we plan to, you know, get our shit together, embrace this new season of life in the fall. And then at the end of the episode, we also have some ideas from you guys. We asked all of you how you plan to get your shit together and what you're excited about, you know, in this new season of life. And so we have some of those to give to you as well, so that, you know, if some of ours don't totally click or spark ideas with you, or even if they do, you'll have some other ideas to think about and choose from, and hopefully spark some inspiration on what you might or might not want to pick up.
My first thing that I'm excited about is going back to our gym in Boston. And it's kind of, Boston gyms, if you're from Boston or live in Boston, whatever, you know, Boston gyms are not it. They're either disgusting, or there just isn't a gym near you, or it's Equinox and it's too expensive for what they're offering. However, that's where we go. And at the end of the day, it is so worth it for like my mental state and justifying going there all the time and like seeing our friends that are there and taking classes, which some part of it is I like being in an actual gym because I feel like I can get myself to go to the gym. But if I'm like working out at home or doing something, I'll half-ass it or like quit early and be fine with it. But if I'm at the gym, I'm just be like, well, since I'm here, I might like do this and I'll do this. And then even if I don't want to do anything,
there's a lot of options.
The Stairmaster, the treadmill incline. Yeah. Like I will get so much more done even if I don't want to, just being at a normal gym. I also see our friends there and I'll be like, oh, I'm almost done with my workout. And they're like, oh, do you want to go do yoga? I have like a class starts in 10 minutes. I'm going. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then you go to yoga together and then it turns into like, oh, do you want to get dinner or do this or hang out after? It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that too. I was looking around in Boston because I'm changing location, seeing like, is there a different gym I want to go to? Is there anything? But ultimately, I'm going to go back to where we have been going because one thing that I think is like so lovely about Equinox is that classes are included. And it's hard for me to get myself to like a yoga class or something a little bit slower paced, more mindful like that. If I'm, you know, having to schedule it and pay at an external place to do it, or if I'm just like watching, putting a YouTube video up, I'm not that engaged. And so to be able to like hop into a yoga class once a week or so and have that included in my membership, have like great instructors at any time that I can do it, like that's a huge plus for me. And so I'm also excited to get back not only into the actual gym environment, but to have that, because I was trying to include yoga in my routine this summer and I think I did it like two or three times, and even then it was a little bit half-assed. Like it's harder for me to do that kind of thing on my own. And also the energy of being with other people in a gym is exciting too. Yeah. Something, my focus a lot of this fall is my running and endurance. I signed up for a half marathon at the beginning of November. So for the past couple months, I've been kind of ramping up my running and practicing my endurance. And then the next couple months, I'm really excited to continue building that, but also to be able to do it in Boston, where like you can do different routes all the time because there are so many different places to go, versus home I have like beautiful routes, but it's kind of all the same, you know, when you go out from your house and you're around your neighborhood, it's kind of the same, versus in Boston I can kind of go any which direction and get to a lot of different places.
I feel like I always end up doing the same routes in Boston anyway.
I know,
because it's hard to like stop and start at every crosswalk, so you have to find, you just go to the Esplanade, or you have the other, there's a park near you.
Yeah. So in terms of how that's getting my shit together this fall, as to like not overwhelm myself and also keep it exciting, I'm kind of looking at my fitness for the next season or two kind of in blocks. So for the next 2 months until I do this half marathon, like my focus is on getting comfortable running longer distances, doing them faster, and then I never want to lose my strength, so I've been aiming for like 3 full body lifts a week, which has been a little bit harder for me to do at home. I've been kind of doing more like 2, but I think being back in the gym environment, I'll be able to do 3. So I'm kind of like this next couple month block, I'm going to focus more on that endurance and then maintaining my strength. But then after that half marathon's over, then I'm really excited to like get into a big strength focus throughout the winter. And so that's kind of motivating me forward, being like, you know, I'm running a lot right now and amping that up, and I'm going to get way better at that. But there is kind of a stopping line where then I'll be able to shift my goals and have a different focus. And so that's kind of motivating me in the fall to, you know, get my shit together fitness wise and then keep it together in a lot of different ways.
The other thing that justifies having our Equinox membership, even if you're like running or anything, is I will shower there. And I told my friend, oh, I can't wait to go back to Equinox, and he literally goes, oh, your shower membership starting yet? Yeah, because I used to go there and literally just shower and get
steam
ready.
Steam room, which, and shower, and
which was awesome. Yeah, I'm excited for the steam room too. But the other thing I'm excited for is having a gym routine. I haven't had like a set routine, really, like a strict routine, in so long. And I think it'll be really nice to have that again. Like, oh, Monday I do this, Tuesday I do this. Like, this is the routine. Whereas before I was like upper, lower, run, you know, like doing, I was obviously on a schedule.
Yeah.
But it was
very relaxed.
But
even this summer, I feel like you've been loose. Like you've been
oh, that's
active,
different. That's summer.
But you haven't, yeah. But not necessarily like having a workout routine.
So yeah.
It'll be good to lock back in.
I'm also really excited for the Stairmaster. I love the Stairmaster. I really do.
Some people love, like, it, some people hate
nothing
it.
Nothing compares. We went on a, when we were in Hong Kong last year, we went on a hike with our friend the first day. And I don't love hiking. I was complaining the whole time. Not the whole time, but it was like a running joke that everyone's aware I don't like hiking. The second day, we went on another hike. Turns out it was all stairs. I was running that shit up. It was awesome. You I loved it
I'm,
so much.
I'm really interested in this fall is also doing some hikes, like in either New Hampshire or just around Boston itself. Like at least twice. That would be my goal. At least twice this fall, I want to go have like a days. Hike adventure. We've done that before and it's really fun, but I never prioritize it.
Go apple picking.
That's also fun. Let us know. I kind of want to do like a fall winter bucket list type episode of just like giving all these activity ideas and things that I would do.
I want to do a bucket list with our like for the year.
Yeah, because this is our last year in school in Boston and with our friends. So, and Catherine wants to make a last bucket list.
I feel like that's kind of implied, but I'm excited to walk around Boston. I feel like it's so different, like hot girl walk around the city, around a city, that it is like our suburban neighborhood, you know? But also when it's crisp and you have a sweatshirt on and like headphones, and you're just kind of alone.
Nice.
Awesome. So I'm excited for that. And also longer walks.
Yeah.
I think the walk between our apartments is now 30 minutes, but it's like really not a bad 30 minutes.
No. Walking anywhere in a city, like, you don't feel like you're walking that long because you always have somewhere that you're going, rather than just like, oh, I'm going out for a 30-minute walk and just doing a loop. Another thing that I've done recently is I got this habit app. I was just like, I want something to hold myself accountable to the things that I keep saying I need to do but don't do. And I found this app. I just looked up habit app on the App Store, and there's this app called Finch. And I'm like raising a little bird, and I give it energy every time I check off a habit. And like, he's on an adventure right now for the next 6 hours. He goes on an adventure every day if I give him enough power by doing my habits. And then he discovers something new on every adventure. And I also get some coins where I can, you know.
Coins.
Or, you know, gems, whatever.
Doubloons.
Doubloons. And I can like customize his outfit and his house and stuff. But he discovers things. Every time he goes on an adventure, he comes back and he discovers one thing. So he discovered his first song that he recently discovered for music was the Baby Shark song. For food, he's tried bread, cherries, and corn. And he recently discovered the concept of like nighttime. He came back and was like, I'm kind of scared of the dark. I was like, it's okay, just look at the stars.
So you said that you talked to it.
It gives you options for responses, or you can write your own.
People there is an like, app for everything.
It's like this really gamified habit app, but it's kind of fun.
Oh my god!
And they make it slow. Like, you can't rush through it. It's definitely built for longevity because you can only go on one adventure a day and discover one thing a day. And there's so much to discover out there in the world. Like,
I mean, they hit their market with you.
Yeah. So. That's exciting. I'll slowly start adding more habits to it. But right now it's for the things that I like, you know, was trying to get myself to do more consistently. But I have like drink water, do Duolingo, do my daily workout, post what I said I was going to post on Instagram, because sometimes I don't. So like, you know, highly recommend that if you're trying to remotivate yourself and you need some fun thing to do it.
See, those things don't work for me.
It might not work long term, but for now it's just kind of fun. Every morning I just say, hey, good morning.
To the bird.
Yeah.
I also, my new kitchen, I've never seen my new apartment. So there's that. But I also think the kitchen is like pretty nice and fresh and new because it was renovated in 2021, I think. And so I'm excited for that. And my next two ways I'm getting my shit together kind of go hand in hand, but I'll start with the first one of having juice and like health shots on hand, and I'll make the green juice and ginger turmeric shots. And what I've been doing is anytime we finish a little glass bottle of like, we have glass bottles of club soda and tonic water. And so anytime someone has one, I'm like, let me keep that.
That's cool.
So now I have those and I can just fill them up with like ginger shots and have them in the fridge.
I might do something similar. That's a great idea.
That. And I think that's also a little way to just like, one, it gets some nutrients and good things in, but it's also very refreshing and like invigorating.
A health shot. It makes you feel like, you know, the heat just runs through your body when you take a ginger shot and you're like ready to go.
I love feeding Dad ginger shots. He's like,
oh yeah, we did a straight ginger shot the other day, straight ginger juice from a juicery, and it burned.
With that and like having things on hand in the fridge, I need to grocery shop and be intentional about it. Like,
oh,
do a
thank
weekly
God.
What?
Oh, thank God. And Catherine's going to start cooking real meals, maybe.
No, I didn't say all that. But I don't cook meals. I don't cook meals unless I'm cooking food together, maybe. If I'm cooking for other people, I can whip up a gourmet Michelin star worthy meal.
Uh-huh.
If I'm making food for myself, it's raw veggies and like ground chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ingredients.
You know what? Okay, you continue that and then I have something too. Continue.
No, by all means.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I was going to say, I definitely, through the fall or, you know, in this new apartment and stuff, like, I want to cook better dinners for myself for sure, because I have so many recipe ideas and recipes like that I've made or that are in my head that are like, you know, one pan, 30 minutes, not that hard. And it's just so nice to like actually cook yourself a meal. The other night I cooked for my mom and I like a lemon coconut orzo with spinach and chicken, and it was all in one pot and it took me 30 minutes. I've also been thinking about, you could put like chicken and tomatoes and mozzarella and basil like literally on a sheet pan and put it in the oven, and yeah, then it's done in 30 minutes. Like, there are so many easy meals that I can make rather than just kind of like throwing a more intentional recipes for dinner. And it's not going to be every single day, but sometimes I get in the habit of just like throwing a protein, a carb, and a veggie together, and it's just kind of like random, but things that are actually going to like, you know, be exciting and like wholesome and a nice meal. I would like to do more this fall.
So with my grocery plan and budgeting more, because I'm not like overspending, but I'm also just not aware of what I'm spending. And I'm sure I'm spending more than I think I am, because I'm obviously conscious about, oh, I'm going to pay for this and like get this meal out or buy this thing or whatever, but I'm not like, oh, and this costs this much and I'm kind of spending the same amount every week and this, you know what I mean? Like, I'm saving enough, that's not a problem, but I think being aware of what I'm spending and maybe more intentional would be really,
yeah,
it'd be sick.
Especially for grocery shopping, sometimes you don't realize, yeah, like, you know, if you just buy everything that kind of looks good when you walk past it, but it's not something that's like feeding, and going grocery shopping multiple times, make.
Yeah, you know, I would just like go for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, think of the few recipes you want to make that week, the few staple things you need to stock up on, and then try to get that, you know, for one week's worth.
Mm-hmm. I need to figure out what schedule works best for me of life. You know what I mean?
So true.
Because maybe it's not a Sunday. Maybe it's a Wednesday.
Could be.
You know? In a completely different note, style and clothing is one way I'm getting my shit together. We all know I have a master doc of every piece of clothing I own. And it's pants, tops, shoes, accessories. And
if
then,
you didn't know it, now you
if
do.
If you didn't know, now you do.
Is it like up to date?
No. But then I have the outfit combinations that, so you know, when you think like you're in the depths of like sweats, yeah, looking disgusting and you're like, boom, that is the most insane perfect outfit, and I will wear that at someday, and then you forget about it. I write it down, uh-huh, on a list, and it's organized into like casual, medium, which medium is like work or school, and then there's like, I don't know what the name is, but it's like fancier. Mm-hmm. And so I'll pull from that. But also, I'm moving my clothing rack. So I used to have a clothing rack here. I don't think I've had it in Boston. But all through high school, I like had a clothing rack and it was just in my room. It's a really cool industrial clothing rack. So I think I'm going to bring it because, yeah, why not? And then I can just put outfits on it.
That's what I've always done.
Because I do also plan. I'm like, this is what I'm wearing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
No, Wednesday. You let Wednesday be free.
Well, I forgot about that. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's, yeah, all of them. I have a real big problem with my lefts and my rights.
That's
good. But I know the difference between left. That's so elementary. No, I know the difference between my left and right. If you were to ask which side is your left and right, without a question, I would do it. But the issue is when I've been driving and someone gives me direct. This one's bad. If I'm driving and someone's giving me directions, and they're like, "All right, turn right here," I will turn left, and I'll be like, "Sick." And there was no lapse in judgment. I just didn't think about it, and it happened. It happens so much that it's becoming such an issue.
Oh, no.
That Hayden will be driving, and he's, even if he's in the backseat, he's like, "Turn left! That means that way!" And he's like so intense about it. And I'm like, I know the directions of where we're going. So sometimes it's not that helpful, but it is very helpful when I was about to
That's
turn right.
That's funny.
When you said left.
I'm also really excited for fall style. I think fall style.
Wait, I have one more thing to say. Keep going. I was giving my friend directions. She was driving me home the other day, and I was giving her directions. And we're coming up on a street, and I was like, oh, turn right. And the options were continue straight or turn left. And I was like, turn right up here.
You weirdo. Are you serious?
And I just didn't think. And she's like, slows down in the road. And she's like, I don't know where to go right now. And I was like, oh my God, I meant left.
Catherine.
I know. But it gets bad. And that was yesterday. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know where it's coming from. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, in terms of style, I'm also very excited for fall style. I feel like fall is such a good time for style because you can wear cool pants. But you can also wear skirts. You can do long sleeve. It can be like sweaters, but it can also just be like a cool long sleeve.
You can also mix a lot of what you have in your
closet. Like you can really work with it. It's not like, oh, I have to, you know, be comfortable in the heat. Like you can layer up a little bit or not that much. I also like, I love boots, like a dress or a skirt and boots is so fun. And I've also been very excited for fall style, and I've had the urge to shop, but one thing that I decided to do first is, especially because I was packing my stuff up to move.
I'm sure you don't need more clothes.
Yeah, I was packing my stuff up to move, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to lay out everything that I have so far, because it's so easy to want to shop and just buy everything that you like, but if I lay out the things that I have, then I'm already like kind of overwhelmed with all the outfit options I can make with what I already have. And then I'm like, I actually don't want to add anything to this.
Wait,
like,
I did
this
add
is already a lot. But then I can also say like, oh, I have this pair of pants and I have no idea, like I don't know what to style it with, but I am imagining this in my head. Now I know actually what I can shop for. Because if I'm like, oh, I need this type of top because it would really tie this outfit together, then I know that that's actually something to shop for and I'm not just going in blind and buying random things. Like, I see the gaps.
I did add something new to my closet yesterday, and I Depopped it. I've never used Depop before.
What? Yep. I
got Depop because my friend sent me a jacket and was like, is it, like, sent the link, and I clicked on it, and I was like, download Depop. And he was just asking for advice on if it was a good jacket. I said, not a good jacket, but I'm going to search for some for you. And then I got Depop, searched for other ones, sent him a few other options that, like, were better. He didn't end up getting anything, but I ended up getting it's like white Harley Davidson sweatshirt zip up, but it looks like a biker jacket. Like it's that style, but it's a sweatshirt and it's from 2000.
That's really cool. I love using Depop and like Curtsy, Poshmark, whatever it is, but I like Depop because they suggest things to you.
Oh. But I don't know. I don't think I've curated it.
It'll start giving you curations. But I really like it for, like, you know, if I have stores that I know that I love but can be kind of expensive, like Aritzia, Reformation, those kind of places where I'm like, look, I know that I love these styles and these clothes, but I'm not wanting to buy everything full price. Then I'll search those brands and see what people have out. Or if I find an actual item that I love but it's full price, I always check there first and see if anyone's selling it. And, like, a lot of the times you can find stuff.
I was looking for something specific. Oh, I want this. I have such a hard time with skirts. Mm-hmm. They always are too high
buy a skirt without trying it on, though. Like, I was to Depop something,
that's
there's
why
some
I want
things
this,
that I stray away from.
I want
from.
This, like, really micro, so it's low rise and also short.
That scares me, though, because, like, you have.
Skort.
You're not, like, you know, a pin.
Like skort. Do I need to say it one more time?
Yeah, but still.
Skort.
I never know how, like, micro things will fit me because, like, I have hips in a way.
Well, my issue with skirts is that I always think they're way too long. Even if they're, like, mid-thigh, I'm like, they're too long. This makes me look short and stout. And so I'm thinking maybe a low-rise, more micro skort.
Try it. I like
would be
the
fitting.
Idea.
But really the one like I want, I found the perfect one and it's out of stock right now. Pretty upset, I'd say. So,
oh, man.
I know. Gotta wait for that.
But yeah.
Ooh. One more thing on style and clothing and like vamping it up. I have to get glasses.
Starting to learn Mandarin on Rosetta Stone is such a core memory for Caroline and I. I remember when our dad first started traveling for work and was using Rosetta Stone himself. We'd hop on the computer after him and do the lessons too. Fast forward, we ended up moving to Hong Kong and learning Mandarin, and it actually became such a core part of who we are.
Languages connect you to people, maybe your family or new friends, and to cultures so strongly. I think language learning is such a lifelong hobby, which is why Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership is so amazing. I'm using Rosetta Stone all over again now to brush up on my Mandarin and get my skills back to fluent. Rosetta Stone has 25 languages you can learn through their intuitive and immersive approach to help you language learn effectively. So don't put off learning that new language. There is no better time than right now to get started. And Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today and get 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period where you just want to crawl out of your skin, not able to keep up a routine or maintain healthy habits. Because personally, I just lose all steam. I feel down or just super off, and that's why Happy Mammoth has been so helpful these past few months. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it truly shows. Happy Mammoth has what you need for gut health, hormone balancing, detoxification, anti-aging, beauty, mood, clarity, sleep, and even a really comprehensive quiz that will make sure you know what products are right for you. So check out what Happy Mammoth has for you and see what you might want to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
I have to get glasses.
This is new.
And I went to the eye doctor months ago and then just haven't gotten glasses. And I finally found ones that I like. And they're like kind of different style. They're like tortoiseshell, kind of bulkier.
Wow.
We'll see.
This is going to be so different. But they're coming and Catherine's styling glasses.
I know.
Are they going to be an everyday wear? Or
no, it's just when I'm looking at computer screens. For anyone who has glasses, my prescription is plus 0.5. My vision is 2015. That shit is beyond perfect.
Catherine loves to be like, I'm not like other people who need glasses. I am this. Like, I actually...
Because I don't actually have bad vision. Like, I have 2015 vision.
Everyone
and I
needs
was,
them for different reasons.
I was nervous because I've always had 2015 vision. And I went in and I was like, it's going to be bad. And then she was like, nope, 2015. So my issue is that my eyes don't focus. Like, I take so long to focus them and I will defocus them constantly. So then it takes me so long. Like, I just don't put the effort in to, like, focus my eyes. And so they're always a little bit blurry when I'm not trying.
Valid.
I know what you're talking about. If that makes sense. I'm not an eye doctor.
But that'll That's be... so. I me. Feel like it's... Glasses are, like, kind of fall.
Yeah.
It's, like, such a fall accessory. Especially, like, a little thin tortoise shell.
Mm-hmm. I also got a clear one, which would be interesting. But they're, like, hexagonal, these clear ones they're I got. Crazy. I was, like, if I... Because I'm not going to wear them all the time. So... They also,
if I put things on my face, you would make fun of me.
Whatever. You just have to do anything with confidence.
Okay.
Okay. That Caroline wore aviator Ray-Bans and they were blue.
Yeah, but they're like the most classic. Like everyone and they're their so mother ugly. Wears aviator so Ray-Bans. Ugly. And Kevin's like, what are those glasses? And I'm like, the most classic pair of glasses ever. They're also my mother's, not even mine.
They're
like,
so
they look
ugly.
Silly on you.
Even when she wears
like,
them.
You just I'm think like, everything looks ugly. Silly on me.
No, they're just so ugly.
Okay. I need to find a good pair of glasses that like really like works for my face. Well, okay. Side note, my mom thinks that like I have a small face and that anytime I put glasses on, they look too big for my face. So maybe that's the thing that like glasses look silly on me because like my
well,
eye area is small. I don't know.
One of our
Someone
friends
says snatched.
No, Trevor has size 0 to like 18 month glasses, like sunglasses, and they fit on his face. The blue ones.
Oh.
Well, granted, they're like stretched out to the side of his face. I meant to send you a photo of them the other day. He wears them when he's coaching like little kids surfing because it's so funny. But then we're like, hey, maybe it's an issue that these cover your entire eyes.
So true. Oh, that's silly.
So then we're like, are his eyes too close together? Like,
the last thing that I personally have in mind for getting my shit together is getting my sleep routine and my wind down routine together. And I say this because I feel like my sleep fluctuates so much. Like I don't have a problem going to bed at a reasonable hour. You know, I'll go to bed between 10 and 11 majority of the time. It's kind of like the quality of sleep, being able to fall asleep, staying asleep, that is my biggest problem, and that changes so much.
But I know, obviously, what is going to help me sleep better and what is not. Like, this past week, for example, there was one night where I was up watching TV, scrolling through my phone, up until I...
What were you watching?
Went to bed. I don't remember. Probably The Bachelorette. Up until I went to bed, and then I had such a bad night of sleep. I had I had so much trouble falling asleep. And then another night this week, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like properly wind down. I took a nice bath with a bath bomb, but obviously it doesn't have to be that. I feel like it's more so just about doing calming things and getting off electronics. And so that is kind of my biggest get my shit together, because your sleep is so, so important, and like your quality of sleep, the amount of sleep, it's how you, you know, have a sane brain and motivation and energy for the day and all of that. And so being consistent of, you know, getting off electronics and just winding down a little bit better in order to improve the quality of my sleep and actually not be so restless and be able to just sleep peacefully through the night.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I is major. I also had a few things for a night routine, and I think obviously I can't do like a ton of steps, but double cleansing. Mm-hmm. I need to start doing more because I washed my face the other day.
Is that acne?
Yeah, I guess so. I washed my face the other day, and then I went to go dry it, and I was like, oh, there's still makeup on my face. Mm-hmm. So double cleansing, or sometimes I just don't wash.
If you want, I have a lot of like makeup removing or cleansing oils, and I like to rub my face around with that to get stuff off.
It makes
off,
me feel so
it,
sticky
and
gross.
But then I wipe that off, and then I like clean my face with a wash.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That's double cleansing.
I know. It's awesome.
Okay. Awesome. And then castor oil packs. I got this thing. I used to put castor oil on my stomach all the time. It was
like when you were a kid.
I had such bad digestion and like constipation. So I was going to this holistic doctor when I was like 7, and she had me always put castor oil on my stomach. And castor oil is good for so many things, but I recently got a castor oil pack. So you like put the castor oil on, and then it like wraps around your stomach, and then you sleep with it on.
Oh,
kind of nice. So keep doing that. Mouth tape. I gotta wear my mouth tape.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And then I also have a weird retainer thing that I have to wear, and I just haven't been wearing it. It's to like move my jaw, I guess, and try and fix my TMJ. But it's actually just causing me more pain because then I'm just holding my jaw in place in a different place. So
There must be some reason for it.
Yeah, I don't know. So
I need to just wear my retainer in general.
I wore mine last night, but now it like doesn't click. My back teeth are like flat, like they don't actually have the round,
The rounded edge. It doesn't click in.
So it doesn't click on the end. So then I have to like hold it in place.
Yeah.
Anyway, those things I'll be doing as an evening routine. And then the last thing I want to mention, because I feel like everyone's either going back to school or going back to like new. Or going back to their actual routine, not in summer mode anymore.
Even if you're working and it's not school and you're going back to your job, like, a lot of the time, we take it a little chiller in summer, or you make your vacations for the summer. So I feel like everyone's kind of restarting in a way.
But one of my friends is back at school. She's a year younger than us. And she was like, I was texting her yesterday. And she was like, all my friends are going to a football game right now, and I don't really want to go, but I don't want to, like, be
feel bad about not going, but also it's just not my journey to get plastered and then go to a football game. She's like, I want to go to sleep and like wake up early and go to the beach tomorrow or something. But then I was thinking about how, and she lives in a house like six other girls, like she lives in a big house, and I remember even when it was just us and our one other roommate, like I would always feel so guilty or like bad when I would choose to stay in, and I was like, I can't really enjoy my time because then it's like everyone knows you're staying in. And that's so hard with roommates, which I'm sure most of us have. But I feel like the more you do it and make those conscious choices to stay in and actually like spend your time as you want, it gets a lot easier to make those choices and like not feel guilty about choosing something different than maybe what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, and then you can just choose to be intentional with like, oh, I want to join this activity or do this night, but I don't want to do this other night and I'd rather stay in.
So that is everything that we have in mind for how we're getting our shit together and just getting energized and embracing the fall coming up. But as we mentioned in the beginning, we also asked you guys what you had in mind and what you were thinking, how you were planning on getting your shit together. So we want to share some of those answers with you to wrap up this episode.
First one was taking meal planning more seriously, which I said the same thing.
Helps with grocery shopping, even if it's not like
grocery shopping
and we're just like strict and specific.
Being intentional. Someone else said killing my nighttime routine so my mornings are easier, which is cool because I feel like I'm the opposite, obviously, where I do all my stuff in the morning so that I'm like, by the time it's night, I don't have to do much.
But if it's like the good, nice night wind down, maybe prep your bag and outfit for the next day so that you get a good night's sleep and you wake up prepared and ready to go, that sets your day up to be fire.
Someone else said cute journaling. So maybe like bullet journaling.
Cool.
Or just putting more effort into things that you do.
No, honestly, like bullet journaling, kind of cuter things. That can be a fun, non-intimidating way to do it because sometimes when I'm like, okay, journaling means I have to just write down all my thoughts about something, that's a bit more intimidating than sometimes I've just been like, I'm going to write a list of like my favorite songs or a list of like activity ideas or something like that. Like just writing down something else fun can be also a nice way to do it.
Someone else said actually doing my work for my degree, which honestly, same. I feel like it's super easy to, you know what? No, I'm going to take that back. I've struck a balance of being able to do the bare minimum to get the maximum output. You need to figure out like how to not overwork, don't put in too much effort because then you're just going to be wasting your effort. Like put in the appropriate amount of effort to do things at the highest level possible.
Yeah.
But it's really not that hard to do things at the highest level possible. I think people just overwhelm themselves and stress themselves out and make things bigger than they have to be.
Well, there's so many easy ways out, like sharing answers with other people in your class, like procrastinating until the last second, you know, and things like that. So maybe, but it feels way better when you don't take the easy way out. So it's like, you know, be...
Well, not the easy way out.
Not, no, but I'm saying not the easy ways out like those, but then also, you know, be effective with your time. Yeah. Like if you're just like, I'm going to sit down and give myself 2 hours and I'm going to do this and focus on just this, you're going to be able to do it. And then you'll feel really good and accomplished that you did it rather than procrastinating and then asking somebody else for their ideas and their answers. And then you take just as much time worrying about it than putting it together as you would if you just did it.
True. So now it said trying a new workout class. So I guess switching things up.
Cool.
And then my friend said up at 5:30 Monday to Friday. No excuses. I have 8 a.m.s. I made my classes 8. I only have class 3 days a week. And it's 8 a.m. to 11:30 on those days so that I can go to work after. But I'm like, that is pretty early. Because then it's not like you can do stuff before it.
You can, and 8 though, is just if you're really awkward, committed.
I know, but I don't know.
But you know what you can do? It doesn't have to be like I need to have 2 hours before that to walk to the gym, or even 2.5, walk to the gym, do my workout, get ready, walk back, blah, blah, blah. You can think of something else in the morning that could be like something that you could spend that hour doing that could feel still like it's checking a box for the day before.
Yeah.
Or you could just get up at 7 and get yourself together nicely and go to class for 8, you know?
That's true. And that is how we're all getting our shit together this fall.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm super excited for fall personally. I'm just really excited for this next chapter and phase, going back to Boston after a 4-month really amazing summer of traveling, being at home with, you know, family and kind of in my own zone around here, to go back to the city, have a change of routine, some new work that I'm doing, new roommates, getting to live with some of my best friends for the first time. There's a lot that I'm really excited about. So I am gonna be embracing all of these things that we're committing to getting our shit together, and just really excited about fall, new season, new energy. But it's like a crisp and fun, cool energy. I'm like,
hopefully,
just excited for hopefully. It.
We'll see you guys, or talk to you guys, next week.
Bye.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.